This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. We're going to have a great Lindell Report tonight. We got Jeff O'Donnell coming on with some huge news, huge news. And I was just looking at my trailer there that comes on it had Jimmy Kimmel on there, and I was just looking at old Jimmy Kimmel. I just seen a meme of him today, and it says that he admitted now he's lost half his audience for bad-mouthing Donald Trump. What? I'm sorry, Jimmy. Yeah, you probably lose the rest of it if you keep it up.
We tried to warn him.
Yeah, we tried to warn him. You know, we care about Jimmy Kimmel. You know, he let me on a show. By the way, I want to do a shout out. I seen a Kid Rock, Bill Maher interview, and Kid Rock gave him a Mike Lindell cutout, and they went back and forth about it, and Bill said he would love to have me on his show. So, Bill, if anybody out there knows Bill Maher, has his contact, reach out. Here I come, Bill. Let me know when you want me on. We'll see if you can attack me as good as Jimmy Kimmel. All right? Right?
I think he would be a little more inquisitive. I think he would be asking a lot of questions.
Yeah, and which is great. That's what I want.
Yeah, I could be wrong, but having watched him, I think he would ask you a lot of questions instead of making a lot of statements. And I think he would try to hear your side. I think at some point he would definitely start disagreeing with you and maybe...
Which is fine.
And then maybe also be funny since that's kind of his thing. But I think he would ask you a lot of questions trying to figure you out.
Yeah. I'm willing to go. I've been wanting to go on his show for a long time. I think you're right. I've watched him go after the left for their nonsense. I mean, you know, Bill's a Democrat, I believe, and a left on the left, and but he went after them because it's gotten so nonsense, there's no common sense for some of the stuff going on out there. And he just makes fun of that, goes, what, where are we going with this? But that's why he still has an audience and Jimmy Kimmel's losing his, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyway, everybody, I want to say it again. Tell everybody, I got Jeff O'Donnell coming on here, the expert. He's been in cyber for 40 years and he's got some breaking news for us. That you're going to want to hear, everybody. You're going to hear it right here on the Lindell Report. I want to say today if I look a little frowned, I just got off the plane. I was doing a Clay Clark event in Branson, Missouri, Brandon.
Yeah. Not far from Lake of the Ozarks where we just were.
Yeah, right on. And that was amazing. There was about 10,000 people.
By the way, that theater you were in was the Mansion Theater.
Yeah, well, you know more than I do. Yeah,
because awesome. I rented that theater for years and years and years, and that's where I held my conference.
Oh, really? Yeah,
yeah. Did you meet the manager, Larry Wilhite, the manager of the theater?
No, I did not get
Larry,
a chance.
Larry Wilhite, he used to also manage the Oak Ridge Boys Theater and work with the Oak Ridge Boys, but Larry Wilhite's a strong Christian guy, been a friend of ours, and we used the Oak Ridge Boy Theater and the Mansion. He managed both of them. That theater you were in today, you know who originally owned it and built it?
Huh.
Originally owned it and built it was Mr. Las Vegas himself, Wayne Newton.
Oh, really? Wow.
Did you see all the horses out front in the fountain?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Wayne Newton because he was into horses.
Wayne Newton, yeah.
Yeah. And he kind of.
I've seen Wayne Newton many times back in the day at the startups.
he tried to bring a show like that to Branson, and I don't think it went over real well. And so he sold that theater, and now it belongs to a businessman up in Kansas and to Larry. But yeah, I have spent many a night in my motor coach outside of the Mansion Theater hosting our Worldview Weekends that you were just at before we moved it up to Lake the Ozarks. That's a beautiful theater, though. Was it packed out?
And it was packed. It was packed. I think there was 10,000 people. A lot of people couldn't get in. There was lines going around the place. When I got there, I talked. But we did pictures after I did my half-hour speech. We had it right here on Lindell TV, Lindell TV 3 we used today. And we'll show a rerun of that. I want to get that up. If Logan can get that clip up and keep looping that on there on with the rest of the stuff, that'd be great. If Logan, if you can get that up, it's real important to get that up on Lindell TV3 and put that in the rest of the stuff that's there in a loop. That'd be great.
Yeah, he's gonna put from the day. Yeah, Logan's asking. Yeah, his speech from today would be great.
Yeah, the speech from today at the Clay Clark event. You guys, I'll tell you, I sat outside and took pictures for 3 hours, and the line just didn't end, and it kept going around, and we thought it'd be over, and they just kept coming. But everyone had the same thing. They're looking, you know, the hope. They're going, don't give up, keep going. And I had, I was telling them a lot about the, a lot of them brought up yesterday, everybody. I was in the news all day about the FBI, my phone thing, where the judge in Minnesota said, no, you can't see your subpoena. Why we subpoenaed you, and you can now that we're not giving your phone back. Now, there was article after article after article, right? It even made the Washington Post. CNN, Politico, the Wall Street Journal. It made all the big boys. And so, if you want to pull one of them up, but I want to tell everybody, I am being proactive. We're going after. We're appealing it. We're not just going, oh, okay, judge, you know. And let me tell you what this judge said. He said, when you don't get to do it, he named a couple things in there. He said, well, Mike Lindell was not charged with anything, so he's just a witness. So that gives you a right to take my phone. And, you know, everybody, law has not caught up with technology. In the old days, if you're taking a phone, okay, I can go buy another phone. Here you're taking livelihood. And the judge said, well, Mike said he backed it up 10 days prior. So that's okay. I lost 10 days of my life, including a trip I took with my grandchildren with pictures that are not downloaded in the cloud. You know, these are priceless stuff in there. There's passwords that I could not even get from the cloud from before that. Those are in folders on the phone. These things that the bottom line is that ruling that he rules there is it's just wrong. You can't, if they wanted, what they wanted on that phone is one, I don't know, 1/300,000th of what's on the phone or 1/1,000,000th of what's on the phone. You know, they wanted some conversations, three conversations, which they're not going to find anyway. I've already given that to Dominion because I've given all their discovery. You know what Dominion's given me? You know what they've given everyone in this country? You know what they're going to give everybody in this country? Zero. That's what they do. And I want
to. Here's the headline. Here's the headline from CBS WCCO. Federal judge denies Mike Lindell's request to access search warrant materials. Return seized cell phone.
Right, and they put this on there. By the way, everybody, it even made my hometown horrible newspaper, the Star Tribune. And it's funny, you guys. Now let me tell you, don't go looking online and going to the Star Tribune or the Wall Street Journal. You know what they've done? They put paywalls in front of it, Brandon. So everybody wants to know what's happened to me out there. But so they put a paywall and they monetize the stuff that's going on and happening to me. You know what I mean? Here's your story. You want to hear the rest of it? Well, we're telling you the rest of it. We're appealing it. We're appealing it. We're never going to stop fighting. I'm never backing down. And we are going to, they have weaponized the FBI against our citizens. And people can look to Brazil. This is another report I want to report for everyone in Brazil. I got over 200 emails from the people of Brazil yesterday. Just yesterday, Brandon. And they go, because you know, as you know, we watched, our cyber guys here watched it. 5.1 million votes got stolen from President Bolsonaro. 5.1 million. It's like 5.184326. We beamed in on that. And we watched the whole thing. Yes, did anybody hear the name Dennis Montgomery? Yes, we watched it. So here's all the people over there. And I guess they have a short window of when they can appeal this. You know, or not appeal, when they can do their, you know, when they can completely do an audit. But Brandon, remember over there, they denied the last 2 years where you can't, they use no paper over there. So one thing about the audit over there, which they would only need three machines. We know we targeted the machines that they could audit over there. We could say, go to this one, and this one. They're three different cities. And since all these machines go horizontal, you just open it up. What? Huh.
Look at this.
So we could very much give them a very targeted audit if they would, you know,
and so
if they want one.
Here's the look at this. This is the size of crowds out there, Mike.
Wow. Now, where was this taken? The night of the election?
No, this has been in the last 24 hours or so. They're actually now protesting in front of some of the military buildings, asking the military to stand with Bolsonaro. And we understand
that. They lose Brazil forever. Remember, it's the last country in South America. They started with Venezuela, all these other countries that they've taken. They've almost up to, I believe it's over 50 now. They take them with the machines, everybody. The United States is next. And we were very blessed here that we caught them. We were very blessed here that we caught them.
The people are saying, we know who Lula is. He was here as the president. He was thrown in jail. He's aligned with the communist. We realize if we let him come into power with a stolen election, we will become Venezuela. Venezuela this week reported 300% inflation, by the way.
Yeah. Well, it's that was the first country taken, everybody. Remember the company called Smartmatic? That's what's in Brazil. And we have a big report on Smartmatic here in about 10 minutes with Jeff O'Donnell, everybody. Okay, tell all your friends to tune in. Okay, in 10 minutes. It'd be about 15 minutes. Let me tell you, everybody, what we're going to do, Brandon, they have a window of time here. I wish I could have got the to pinpoint and tell them. We can tell them over the air where to go to these machines. The machines over there, we know which ones. They targeted three cities, but they stole 5,108,000 whatever odd votes. I have the exact number. We know the exact number. And this completely flips it to Bolsonaro. And do you know in Brazil, everybody, they could not badmouth. They came out with a thing before the election, said you cannot say that Lula was in prison or he committed crimes.
You couldn't call him a communist. You weren't supposed to call him a communist or a criminal.
You can't call him a communist criminal. And then the thing that baffles me is they tried, the Bolsonaros and other people, the government. Now, who stopped them from putting in crooked judges did over there, I believe, where they said, hey, we got our crooked machines. Well, they have same-day voting, Brandon. So here's what. Everyone's going, well, if they have same-day voting, Mike, and you told us all to vote same day and not to vote early because they can steal all this stuff, manipulation, realize what they have there or don't have there that we have here. We do have a paper copy. And that paper copy has to match up, just like in Arizona. How did they match it up in Arizona? They brought in 200,000 fake ballots. Paper that wasn't from, paper like this. This wasn't from the election. Come on, everybody. It was all by Fox News saying, yep, the audit goes to Biden. They found 12 more votes. Really? What about 39,000 people that voted once, twice, and even three times? Mm. Those people didn't do that. A computer did it. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. Brazil, I'll tell you what. I will make my promise to the people of Brazil. We will get the targeted place to go look if they can get an audit done. The audit in Brazil means there's no paper trail. None whatsoever, everybody. They voted it down. The judges said no paper trail. They asked, you go in and vote same day. I vote for President Bolsonaro. Well, they said, and it goes in a machine. You click the machine. You don't put it on paper. It's like a tablet. Boom, boom, boom. There it is. Well, they wanted it would spit out your vote, and you'd have the paper, and you'd say, yep, that's what I voted for. You take the paper and put it in a box. They said, no, 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 we're not going to do that. It's strictly tablets and strictly Smartmatic machine. So, Brandon, how do they do an audit then?
You can't.
Yes, you can. You know what you do? You open up the machine.
Oh, yeah.
You get cyber guys. That's the way. They don't have an excuse. If they say we want to do an audit, they can't say just look at the paper. You can't look at the machines like they did here in the U.S. The machine company said, no, you're not looking. If you say you're looking at our machines, we're suing you. That's defamation. How dare you say we had some bad stuff inside our machine? How dare you? We're going to sue you. Well, over in Brazil, if this Lula gets in power, it's over. Anybody that would raise their hand over there about the election, it'd probably be gone, okay? But it looks to me like what you just showed. Show that again. That looks like more than a few people, Brandon.
Yes,
it looks
is.
Like everyone in Brazil realizes that the end is near if they don't do something now. I want everybody in the United States to be watching this. Do you know everybody right now? Do you know how rotten our media is here? How terrible Fox News and Newsmax and all the other media, you know, from political, CNN, all of them, they have suppressed Brazil.
They haven't talked
about Brazil's election being stolen. It's disgusting. Look at them people. Unreal.
The guy's got to turn his phone sideways to get them all in.
This is today, everybody.
Yeah,
today,
within the last 24 hours. Yesterday.
Last 24 hours, these poor people over there fight. They're going, we want an audit of our election. It was taken by a guy that was in prison. Now, he was their president before. Is that right?
That's right. He sure was.
And he got caught for crimes, put in prison.
Yep.
And so what do? They bring in the machines, everybody.
And he's been a big praiser of the Castros. We got a picture of him shaking the hand of the then president of Iran, Ahmadinejad. So he's aligned with the Islamists, Iran, and with the Marxists. And it's not going to be good. Not going to be good for Brazil.
Well, Brazil was the last beacon light down there. That was it. I believe that was the last. People have told me when Brazil goes, that's it. You know.
By the way, Mike, here's another headline that's coming out today. This is everywhere today, Mike. Republicans drop 1,000-page report saying FBI is, quote, rotted at its core, end quote. Manipulated domestic violent extremism statistics for political purposes and deliberately downplayed, quote, serious allegations of wrongdoing, end quote, from Hunter Biden. So there you go. 1,000-page report. Republicans documenting and saying that the FBI is rotted at its core.
Right. Well, let me just say that. That's great news. That's great news that they dropped this report. But remember, everybody, this was the cover-up of the biggest crime in history, and the cover-up actually started before the crime was even committed. You see it right here. You know? But where were these Republicans about the election crime, about the machines, Brandon? Everything manifested from the machines, okay?
Yep.
You know, so you can sit there and go, you know, that's great. You know, Hunter Biden's laptop, yes, the polls, they would have just had to cheat more with the machines. We do know that. So, you know, but we have to get rid of them. And everybody, and I know everybody's going, well, Mike, we still have them. Well, you know what? This election, and just a few days away, here's what you can do. Every one of you, you vote same day. November 8th, not a day before, unless you absolutely have to. You tell every one of your friends. I heard someone say, go tell 10 friends and they'll tell 10 people. No. There are people out there that have quit their jobs and have not started fighting for you. They've done everything they can, sacrificed everything. If you haven't done anything, but you sat and you prayed, what can I do? Now what you can do, take your phone, scroll down, every one of your contacts, send them a text, please vote same day, and get out and vote. Help save our country. This is it. There's not a second chance. If we don't overrun the algorithms and they steal this, you're looking at Brazil, which is looking at becoming Venezuela. Don't you see? Ding, ding, ding. That's it. It's over. So we got one shot at this. And by the way, if you get a mail-in vote that comes to you, you take that vote and you put it in your pocket and you go in and you vote. You don't vote with that. You're going to vote in person with your ID and you're going to vote. And they say, oh, you've already voted. Say, no, I haven't. And you call your sheriff immediately. I hope every sheriff in the whole country Yes, piles of ballots for evidence. Piles and piles, Brandon. Every one of them has more power than anyone else in the county. You bring it to your sheriff, not your local police. You call your sheriff. Okay? If they say you already voted, and you know you haven't, obviously, because you haven't voted. You're there in person. The stuff is going on. And we're going to be watching them through the Edison report, that everything is, we can watch everything in real time. Right here on Frank Speech TV, on Lindell TV. Brandon, what are we doing? The night of the election, everybody.
Yep.
Starting right here at 6 o'clock. I'm going to give the starting time. 6 p.m., unless Brandon wants to start early. I thought it'd be great to kick off at 6 p.m. here on the Lindell Report. And we're going to have two desks. Well, my desk is called the real-time crime desk, okay? Me and Jeff O'Donnell are going to be down there, and we're going to give reports, not only what he's seeing, but also with a few others. We'll surprise you. I wonder who it'll be. Could it be Dennis Montgomery? Maybe, okay? Well, we're watching these things in real time with technology, with that Dennis developed years ago, but this is even better than I own now. So we got this technology. We'll be watching everything, everybody. And we're watching the Edison report. And Brandon, right here, everyone's going to be able to watch. You tell all your friends you watch Lindell TV that night. We're starting at 6. We're going to go until Brandon finally gets tired. Okay?
and you know, we're planning, you know, all the guys are staying on Wednesday through Wednesday night as well, because we figured there'd be a lot of breaking news on Wednesday. So Trevor Loudon, Pete Santelli, Garland Favorito, they're all staying. They're all staying.
Roger Stone, is Roger Stone coming?
And Roger Stone, yep.
Roger Stone, and then myself and Jeff, but I'm not staying till Wednesday night. I have a lot of stuff I have to do, Brandon, just so you know.
Okay.
But I'm promising 100% I'm going to be there for the kickoff and through the night of the election here, because we want to show everyone the real-time crime. Real-time crime. I don't think there's ever been election night like that, has there?
No, there has not.
Real-time crime desk. We're going to show you in real time what we mean by the Edison report, the stuff that comes out of there. We're going to show you you can't deny. One of the things when we have Jeff on here, which he'll be on here in 5 minutes, everybody, for breaking news. And we're going to talk about, once again, about cast vote records, everybody. Cast vote records. Before Jeff comes on right now, I want to explain something to everybody. I was trying to explain this to my lawyers today, and because we were talking about Brazil, what's going on over there. It's horrific. That was their last shining. I mean, that's it. The Brazil, those people out there, they're out there for their lives. It's over for them, everybody. And you think it couldn't happen here? Well, you know what? It already did, but we caught them. We skipped right over socialism to communism. You think it, just because you don't hear about it on Fox News, where people are getting their doors bashed in, and you hear about me when they took my phone, but Brandon, do you know how many other people that they weaponized the FBI against that you don't even hear about? Doctors that spoke out against the vaccines? I mean, there's so many people.
And by the way, we had Dr. Peter McCullough on here last night. They're going after his medical license, his medical credentials, because he spoke out against the vaccines. He was on here last night.
We have communism right here. We got one shot at this, everybody. We've got to get everybody on board, including the politicians that are getting put into place and the ones that are currently there, the ones that aren't complete rhino cowards, evil people. If there's any one of you out there watching that have one piece of a moral compass, you know, you got to help us get rid of these machines. People ask me, well, Mike, if it's a red wave, this was probably the question I had today that was the most, and actually this is somebody I knew today said, Mike, if it's a big red wave, are you finally going to relax and forget about this stuff and just move on? I said, are you kidding me? I said, I'm not going to stop until every machine is turned into those prison bars I want. And we all have to have. We will lose our country for everybody. If we overrun those algorithms, then hopefully we have all the politicians in there that are for America first, and then we can dive into those machines. You get down in Arizona, you don't think Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham are going to dive into them right out of the gate? Of course they are. Enough's enough. These cowards are going to be found out, these Republicans that blocked us, the biggest, worst, your Brad Rassenbergers, your Robin Voss. By the way, everybody, Robin Voss, You have to get out and vote for Adam Steam and do a write-in. Adam Steen, everybody. Robin Voss, if he gets out of Wisconsin, I guarantee you Wisconsin will pull down. They'll get those electors pulled down and machines will be gone there as fast as you can snap your finger. Robin Voss has blocked everything. Wisconsin is so, we found so much in Wisconsin. Remember, everybody, we just found wisnet.net. All the machines in Wisconsin, they go, you know, report their, every election. It's reported to the Secretary of State. About a split second later, it goes to this little foundation called wisnet.net, and then it goes all over the country. Your data, everybody, and you think they haven't weaponized? How about the Kona company in Michigan, where he gets the president or the CEO gets charged with a crime of giving information to China right in the middle of our 2020 election? And the True to Vote people, these brave people, that have been doing this stuff for 10 years. That's what they do. And here is Catherine and Greg sitting in jail right now.
Catherine was last reported, read before we came on the air, was put in solitary confinement for 2 days.
Oh, and it's, I'll tell you, that's brutal. I've been there, Brandon, 19 days once, you know.
Really?
19 days, yeah. It was I violated my monitor back when I was an addict.
But you did 19 days in solitary.
19 days in solitary. I got out 1 hour a day for 16 of them. And it's just, and then at first they didn't give you anything to read. And tell you, it was nothing worse. And I wouldn't wish, and 1 day, 1 hour at that. You know, that's just torture. You're staring at, in our case, three walls and out into the abyss. Or these bars where they're old-fashioned bars, and they're nothing on the other side. It's just a wall. But anyway,
before we go to Jeff, who's with us, I want you to see this headline, Mike, because I thought obviously everyone's going to think of you when they read it. This is the Federalist today. Here's their headline. If Republicans win on Tuesday, thank the election integrity movement. Well, isn't that the truth? Because it's only because you got people going as poll watchers. They're watching.
Yes, absolutely. And everybody, it was awareness. It was thanks. Everyone out there to just, in spite of all the news, not talking about the elections, everybody got the word out. The word got out there everywhere. And it was so important. And we do have the precinctstrategy.com. Those guys, I don't know if it's still time, but they're amazing, all the precincts they filled up. And I want to tell everyone on news on Catherine and Greg, though, they filed yesterday. It starts with an M. It's like an appeal to get out of jail. There's an actual name for it, and they did apply. They did file this. So hopefully, whatever judge that goes before, remember, all they did is said, we're not going to give you our informant to tell you this guy's been charged with a crime. Everybody, do you realize that the Kona company, they sued them for defamation, Brandon, after they're already charged with a crime. So. Let me see. Does that sound familiar? Does it rhyme with Smartmatic or Dominion that sued me and over 200 other people and platforms and letters they sent to people? This is where we're at. They've weaponized the FBI, CIA, anything with three letters, it seems like.
Yep.
You know, to come after our citizens. And you know why? Because they're trying to silence this. They're trying to silence it because if they silence it, look no further than Brazil, and then look beyond that, and there's Venezuela. Yep. By the way, somewhere between Brazil and Venezuela, you find Australia, okay? Australia. I know people in Australia, what has happened there, how they've taken over with machines. You don't get to vote there, you know? And all these countries like that. Canada, look to our north here. You think Trudeau got voted in? He got selected. By these machines. And by the way, Dominion sits on a floor where I used to go up there in Canada to the shopping channel that canceled me. You know, I'd go up there and on the floor with Soros and Dominion and all of them that hang out together like birds of a feather flock together, right?
Right. In fact, speaking of Soros, look at this headline tonight. The King of Woke, New York Times finally crowns George Soros largest donor in 2022. Why do conservatives care about liberal billionaire George Soros' outsized influence in politics? Surprisingly, the New York Times just revealed at least 126 million reasons why Soros, the largest donor of 2022, is a big player in the November 8 midterm elections. Quote, the largest donor of 22 by far was the Democrat George Soros, whose contributions of at least $126 million were nearly double the roughly $67 million that the next two largest donors, the Republicans Richard Hulin and Kenneth C. Griffin, ponied up each, end quote. So wrote the New York Times yesterday.
Well, and that's not counting all the crooked, evil money he's put into many things that you don't know about, that go, that you, you know, that go underhanded and you don't know about.
Yep.
You can trace all. When we're going to have, we're doing now the big investigations we've done. You can, you got Lord Malcolm Brown and you got Soros. These areas are all linked, and it's all going to come out, everybody. But we've got to, let's get Jeff on here. We got breaking news, everybody.
Hey, Jeff.
Remember, everybody, I want to tell you this before we start. I believe that Brazil is all Smartmatic, okay? Smartmatic machines. Remember, Smartmatic, Jeff, you got a lot of noise on your end, I think.
You hear whooshing sound?
It sounds like your air conditioning.
Sorry about that.
No, okay, no worries. Okay, so I want to say something here, everybody. Before Jeff brings up, I'm going to give you a little background on Smartmatic. Smartmatic goes all the way back to Venezuela, the first country taken by the machine. Smartmatic ties to Dominion like you wouldn't believe. They're like this, you know, they feel like a glove. We'll bring up all that later on when the lawsuit drops, or I mean, when we release Dennis's info and everything else out of Nevada. Smartmatic, everybody, they're the ones that started lawfare in this country. On February 4th, 2021, they sued Fox News. Our lives were changed forever. Nobody could go on and talk about machines or, for that matter, the 2020 election anymore because they were afraid of lawsuits. We don't want to be like Fox News. So then what does Smartmatic do? They sue Mike Lindell and MyPillow, too. Well, I got not only having that on them, but we have great news, everybody. I've told you about the cast vote records. We're going to hear a little bit. Jeff, what's the breaking news on cast vote records? By the way, everybody, Smartmatic only has one county in the United States, and they're the ones that sued Fox News. Now, everybody, hold on. Think about this. Smartmatic has one county. Happens to be a pretty big county, L.A. County. Well, about... maybe 3-4 weeks ago, we had this this person, I'm not going to say her name or anything, had applied for the cast vote records when everybody else did before September 3rd, and we acquired them, what was it, Jeff, about 10 days ago?
Yes.
So, Jeff, we got the Smartmatic cast vote records. Jeff, we've been waiting, everybody, the whole country, the whole world. What happened? You have dissected the cast vote records now for LA County. Give us your report. Was it beautiful?
Well, it is good. We finally get to see Smartmatic for the first time, and it's LA County, which is the largest cast vote record that we've ever gotten by 3 or 4 times in size. So it took a good while to process. Finished it up actually today and was able to do some analysis of it. And it depends on how you define beautiful, Mike. It shows the same pattern, especially when looking at the absentee mail-in votes, votes by mail as they call them there, that Mesa and many, 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 many other counties show. And as you recall, what got it in Mesa being the Rosetta Stone of this, because we saw the manipulation that happened inside the machine, we were able to see the effect that that manipulation had to on the cast vote record to create completely unbelievable patterns in that cast vote record. Then we've gone on to see across all states, across all type of vote voting systems, we've seen that that same pattern that should not appear. We've seen it appear, and I guess the breaking news is LA County and Smartmatic joined the list of people who use what I call the Mesa pattern.
Which is computer manipulation, correct? It could only be done by computers. Is that correct?
Yeah, the type of pattern that we see It's not how people vote. It's how computers vote. It has to be.
Right. And I want to explain to everybody, because Jeff and I talked before the show. I want you to imagine, okay, I'm going to draw something here. Let's say you draw this this pattern. Let's say you draw this pattern. I don't know if you can see that over there. Anyway, it's just a pattern. And that same pattern appears. The order these votes come in. Now, if somebody was going to try, remember, everybody, these come right from where, Jeff? They come from the secretary. They come right from the machines. This is what the machines told us happened. Is that correct?
They come from the counties, but yes, they come right from the machines.
They come from the counties. So this is what they told us. This is how many people, the people that voted, everything, the order they came in, this is what we're getting it from them. This isn't something cyber guys made up. So if I was going to manipulate these, I would certainly make the ones that were 100% evidence of computer manipulation, I would try and take them before I gave them to you and make them all random, right?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Otherwise, and what you're saying is these were non-manipulated, and it shows computer manipulation. So there was no cover-up here, was there?
None whatsoever.
None whatsoever. So I rest my case. Guilty, Smartmatic. Guilty as charged. You are guilty. And guess what? That little lawsuit you got against Mike Lindell and MyPillow and a lot of others, when we drop that Dennis Montgomery stuff, when they lift that gag order on him, they told me I can go ahead and put it out there. It's over. It's over. All you journalists out there that are continuing to attack me, continue to ask about the Dennis Montgomery. We had one on the phone the other day asking, well, Mike, at the cyber symposium, those experts there said that wasn't good stuff. But boy, then now you're saying what's going to be released. The stuff that was released there wasn't the stuff the government said we can release now. Hello. It was like, Jeff, you actually said it. You were on a call with one of them reporters, and here's what Jeff said. He said, they asked Jeff this. Jeff wasn't at the cyber symposium, but he has completely validated Dennis Montgomery's work. So, and everything that's there. So what did you say, Jeff? You got a very good iceberg explanation to him. Can you tell us what you said there?
Well, yeah, I saw that what was shown, what you showed at the symposium was literally the tiniest tip of the iceberg, not giving the chance to see any of the structure of the iceberg below it. And you know, I told the reporter this. I wasn't at the symposium. I didn't know any of these people at the time. In fact, it's because of the symposium, Mike, that I got into this whole thing. So there you go.
Because you were curious. Because you were curious, right? Let's see if there's something to this. Yeah. So not only. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say. I don't know what went on. I don't know what went on with the data at the symposium, but all I know is the data that I have from the very horse's mouth. I hope Dennis doesn't mind. I just called him a horse. But that is what I've made all of my analysis and what I've all my validation on. And, right. You know, kind of shut the reporter up for a minute, I think.
Yeah, it sure did. He's going, blah, 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 blah. Well, I have stuff here, and he named off three crooks that were there. Actually, I would tell you, he named up three bad guys that all of them I have something on each one of them. One of them I even took to court that tried to sabotage the symposium. Another guy that was there is a cyber guy that was all against the machines and all this, but he's a Democrat. As soon as the Democrats won, now he's all, oh, those machines are okay. Actually, he doesn't say that. He just doesn't say anything bad or good about them, you know, because they don't care that they're winning side of a fixed game. So, Jeff, tell us about with these cast vote records. I want to go back to that. These cast vote records, you know, we've got, 1,100, whatever we got. There's other people in the country looking at cast vote records, too. This is something, if I'm any kind of a mathematician, cyber guy, or just a smart person, when you show these, anybody with any mathematics or logic, you look at it and you say, this is machine computer generated, And then if you look at one that's not computer generated, there's no in between either. It's just one or the other, correct?
That's correct. You either see it or you don't. Right. It's when it's there, and it's there most of the time in one way or the other. But when you see it, there's no way to explain it. As I said, you know, when it comes down to it, is what you see is there's no way that you can rationalize that this is how people vote. This right. is only possible by and, how and computers vote.
Right. And can I ask you this? Have you seen it, the same pattern? Now, this was Smartmatic. They only have one county in the United States, and you got to, and it was the biggest one of the cast vote records that collected. Now, with the pattern that was there, did you see that in another machine company? Another machine company, let's say it was in Colorado where it's Dominion or Georgia Dominion, or you had ES&S. Have you seen that in multiple counties, the same pattern, but with different machine companies?
We've now seen the same pattern in five different, in counties with five different vendors. Dominion, ES&S, Hart, Intercivic, Clear Ballot. Yeah,
Dominion, name, ES&S. Let's name them all. So Clear Ballot, Hart,
ES&S,
Dominion, and Smartmatic.
And now Smartmatic.
Same. You hear that, everybody? It doesn't matter what you call them. It doesn't matter what the name is. The same patterns appear, computer-generated pattern. Now I'm going to ask you this. Well, I know we've got, I don't know, upwards 1,100, I think, with other guys and stuff. Yourself, how many of you actually looked at, you think, that you've actually had a chance to look at?
Probably between 300 and 400, okay. with varying degrees of
right. Yep. Okay. Rigor. And of all those you personally looked at, if let's say the number, what would you say the percentage is? Or put it this way, can you count on one hand or two hands how many were not manipulated by computers, or is it a higher? You have to use your toes too.
Well, maybe two hands, because I'm not going to consider we have received some a handful that frankly look like they were manipulated at the county level by the machine itself, so as to not show us the patterns. If you also take, we've got some counties that are 700, 800 votes. And like, there's not enough data to establish any kind of pattern. So if you throw those cases out, yeah, it would fit in two hands. Yeah, the ones that I've looked at and said.
So what are you saying? Let's say there's 400. You've looked at 400. You're very confident that almost 390 around that would be all computer manipulated.
They show some type of computer manipulation. Most show what I'm calling the MESA pattern, which I've actually now been able to isolate into like three different things you look for. And if it matches those three things, then it's the pattern. Others show, you know, different sorts. But when it comes right down to it, the only thing that could have caused these strange things is something working in the machine or something else nefarious. But the machine makes the most sense. That would be the most likely place for that. This thing we're talking about, the MESA pattern, though, that we just saw there, I can't imagine a way that could have happened without machine manipulation.
Without using a computer. Yeah, it would be, because you wouldn't have been able to copy if you're Smartmatic. How could you go, hey, everybody, here's what we need to do. Everybody line up. Thousands of people line up, or tens of thousands. You two go in. Now you two vote. Now you two.
I need three Biden voters and two Trump voters to go in here. All right, now I need two Trump voters and three Biden voters. All right, you guys go on in. That's what it would have taken.
I hope people understand this. This is just anybody could, you look at a cast vote record and see here's a machine manipulation or not. I want to ask you one thing too, because everybody, I don't know if all the audience knows, but Jeff, also you've had a chance to analyze the Mesa. In fact, you were one of the reporters on Mesa County report number 3. Is that correct?
Yes. I'm the one that report number three.
So you dug into everybody. I've been telling you, anybody out there that says there's no evidence of the 2020 election, forget about the, let's just stop and pause that the Dennis Montgomery sitting over here of every single county, every single piece of the whole election from the 3rd to the 6th of November 2020. the Mesa County image, everybody, and I'm going to ask you this, Jeff. You've analyzed it. You did it for months and months and months, and you took it apart piece by piece. We have it right up here in Frank's speech, everybody. Now, you and I can't read it, but you can go get some cyber guy. He knows that code, 111-0001, blah, blah, blah. That it's like reading another language. He'll know how to read that. But there's the report right there that shows what that says. Jeff, nobody's disputed that. Not even the Facebook fact checkers that we gave it to them and said, hey, say what's wrong about this report, or you look, have your own cyber guy look at this image, what these guys did. They agree with you 100%, but they went silent on the country. That's why I say Alan Duke is the biggest traitor this country's ever seen in history, because he had a chance to come clean and say, hey, everybody, this is undeniably proof of felonies being committed. And when I say that, Jeff, tell me, is it not true that it's almost like having two sets of books that you've seen, and what you've seen in there was actual voter manipulation in not just one election, but two elections. And then also, I want everyone to know who ordered the code red. This was ordered by the crooked Secretary of State of Colorado, Jenna Griswold. She ordered Dominion and the people of the county clerks in Colorado to delete, they called it the trusted build, to delete the 2020 election. And she ordered it to be done way prior to September 3rd of 2022, let me tell you. This was ordered over a year and a half ago. And because it's illegal. It's illegal against, it's a federal violation. You got to keep those records for 22 months. State violation of Colorado. And also a few little billion dollar lawsuits running around that Dominion thinks that they can just throw on citizens of our country to put fear into them when we've got a picture of them committing felonies. Jeff, could you explain what that Mesa image that's up here on Frank's speech and Brandon, it says inside, we'll show everybody, it says inside the machines. If you click on that square, everybody, but Jeff, were you surprised what you ended up finding in that image, and tell us for laymen out there, what does it actually, what there it is, everybody, you can click on that, get your own cyber guy, but Jeff's going to just tell us right now what that means to the average person. What does that mean? What is that, is that evidence that crimes were committed? Go ahead.
Well, yes, what I found and what the machine and the data in the machine tells me is that at one point in the counting, the third day that they were counting, the system, something inside of the computer woke up without being told to do so. It was a total surprise to anybody working in the office. It started copying the data. It made another copy of the data, like a second set of books, and it copied some of the records for the ballots to that new, or votes to that new database, left some in the old. And then did a reprocessing of about 20,000 of those ballots, and the same thing then occurred in 2021, and by reprocessing I mean they went through the system again as if they had been scanned in, the paper had been rescanned, but it wasn't. It was just being done from the data that was in the machine, and so if it stopped there, that would be a horrible violation of all the laws and rules as far as not tampering with the election data. But then, when you look at, and as I've done a deep analysis of the votes that are reported for those 20,000, it's statistically impossible that the votes being reported for those 20,000 were the votes made by the fine people of Mesa County. And that leads to all of the other things that we're talking about, because that showed up in the cast vote record as something that should definitely not ever be seen, and it shouldn't work that way. And that has been seen in other cast vote records across the country. So
what you're saying is the pattern that was in there. So, well, I'm going to ask you a couple questions here. So if the great patriot Tina Peters, just doing her job, didn't do a backup, if you didn't have if you didn't have that backup to see, that there was that, to see, and you just had the cooked book, so to speak, to see, would you have been able to find anything?
Not at all. Nobody would have found a thing if we didn't.
Nobody would have found anything, everybody. Nobody. This is how important it was that Tina Peters did her job and backed up that computer. And other ones did too in Colorado, but you don't hear about them. They went after them too and suppressed them. But she, by having this, so now you have both sets of books. You have the beginning and then the cookbook, so to speak, right? So now, the way they cooked them, I'm going to see if I say this right. The way they cooked them, the pattern of which they cooked the books, that pattern has shown up in other places in the country through what's called a cast vote record that you get directly from the county. I guarantee you, Jeff, they did not know. If they'd have known that the cast vote record showed that, showed their guilt, you would have been shut down on day one. But, and that's why a lot of the states won't give them. Do you believe that?
Yeah. I think if they didn't know, they probably would have gone to jail before they gave these cast vote records out. But yes, I mean, had we not known what happened in Mesa, we would have looked at these patterns and we would have said, wow, those are strange. But we really wouldn't have known exactly what to make of them if we hadn't had Mesa as the to tell us what
foundation, the footprint, right. And it's kind of like this. And it's kind of like this. I want everybody also to know how this matches so many other camera angles. If you took Dennis Montgomery's stuff and you grabbed that and you pulled in Mesa, oh, there they go, just like a glove. Another thing it matches is Dr. Doug Frank's. You know, the stuff that he has, the patterns he has, the reason it has to match is, where does Doug Frank get his data from? He gets it from the voter rolls and the Freedom of Information Act. He gets it right from the state, everybody. What these are, we have all the states. We have who was registered, then I have who voted, and then who was taken off the voter roll. So when you see a pattern in every county of this country, I'm in Minnesota, Carver County, Minnesota. Here's Doug Frank's work in a nutshell. Okay, pick a county in Minnesota. Okay, I'm going to pick Carver County. Pick an age. What's an age, Caitlin? 32. She picked 32. I can say whoever voted in 2020 of the percentage of 32-year-olds in Carver County, I can go to every single county in the whole state of Minnesota and tell you how many 32-year-olds voted in that county, plus or minus maybe 1%. It's never happened before in history. We went back in elections, I went to like 2004 and 2000 and even beyond, and they're all over the board. Of course you can't predict how many 32-year-olds voted in every county, or for that matter, 54-year-olds or 60-year-olds. And he explains it like this, everybody. If they would have stole this election, you had to have computers to do it. Because you know what? If you didn't, if you were only going to steal from one county, and it came back in my county that Donald Trump won 72,000 to Biden's 4 votes, everybody go, hello, that's a computer error. Just like the lady in Georgia this spring that got 0 votes in her own precinct. Everybody said, that's impossible. That's a computer error, programming error. Just like the lady that got 4,700 votes in Georgia and she wasn't even on the ballot. What did they tell her? That's a programming error. No, that's a crime. But what they did to hide their crime is you had to have a pattern, an algorithm, so you keep the same that you add to each age group. Because what if you looked up, when you got the Freedom of Information Act, and you looked up Carver County, and of those and Donald Trump, let's say Donald Trump won 60,000 to Biden's 40,000, but you looked at the 60,000 or the 40,000, and 30,000 of them were 32-year-olds. You follow me? By pulling those crooked names from the voter rolls. So that's why they had to all pull. That's why it was all computerized, everybody. That's why you need to vote day of, so they can't pull those names from them voter rolls. Remember, like Wisconsin, they have 2 million more voters on the voter roll. 2 million more names on the voter rolls than they have people that are registered voters in the state of Wisconsin. That's just one state, Jeff. You know, isn't that crazy? When you've been diving into this since the symposium, I mean, were you in cyber all your life for mathematics, or what's your deal?
Yeah, I've been in math and computer science my whole 40 years plus in here.
Okay. As you started finding stuff and learning stuff, was it, could you believe your eyes? Let's start with the Mesa County image. I mean, could you even, for a cyber guy, is this what you dream of, being able to kind of like undercover and catch these things?
I don't know if I'd say it's a dream, but the, I really had to be talked into by my wife and a friend and even looking at it, because I said, you know, it's got to be a couple hundred other people looking at it right now. And by the time I even get started, there'll be already reports on what's in there. And I said, plus, they're not dumb enough to leave anything sitting in the in the server that we can actually see evidence of. That was my opinion going in. I did not expect to find anything. Right. So it was an utter and total shock when right. I did. And I did, like, in the first 20 minutes is when I found the first thing that didn't make any sense. So it was a very surreal experience for me, because I didn't anticipate.
And then if you were like me, you want to shout it to the world on the rooftops and say, "Hey, here's what we got. You got to see what I've saw." And, or, you know, if I would say every person, now that you've seen Dennis's stuff too, anybody that knows what we know and seen what we've seen, everybody would never give up, because we lose our country, don't we? If this stays in our country, it's gone. Is that right, Jeff?
Yeah, I got two and soon a third little granddaughter that's kind of, you know, if I don't do it, I can't assume anybody else will now. So I've got to keep going until we fix our country.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And a lot of people across this country, but you're an American hero, Jeff. You're a hero. I can't say it enough. And when you went down and you looked at Dennis Montgomery's stuff, I want every journalist out there and every reporter, Jeff, it's real, isn't it?
Yes. it's against, you know.
What did you tell your wife? What did you tell your wife when you went down to first validate Dennis's stuff?
I get off the phone. Mike calls me and says, you're going to meet Dennis in a couple of days. And I hung up the phone and I turned to my wife and I said, what if I'm the guy that has to tell Mike Lindell that that all this stuff isn't real? I'm doomed.
And then it was just the opposite and more, right? It was like,
I don't know how I got here. I don't know how any of us got here.
It's like, you know, you described him like I do as one of the smartest men this world has ever seen. And the stuff he has, everybody, remember, everybody, a year ago, Dennis tried to, he put in a thing in Nevada to lift the gag order that's on all of this data and all of his work. And they didn't do anything. So at the cyber symposium, we couldn't release it on the third day. We were told, I was physically attacked, and we were told by my team that the colonel said, they're going to put a poison pill in there, and this data, you can't risk it. And besides, there's this gag over here. I just wanted to show it to the world, because to save our country. But now here we are a year later, everybody. I own it now, a good chunk of it. And, you know, and then I don't know if you know, Jeff, I put a thing in Nevada to lift the gag order, but the government came in and said, oh, Mike can go ahead and show that, but the other part is still under a gag order. And so everyone's going, well, then show it, Mike. Well, here's the thing, everybody. My lawyers said, you know, we're going to do this right. So we subpoenaed Brennan, Clapper, Baker, all these people, Negroponte, all these people that are ties to this, everybody. And now Dennis himself we subpoenaed, just so everybody give you an update. We subpoenaed Dennis, who now has wrote, he's had to write in his own order to lift the debt, or to lift his own gag order to be lifted out there. So that's getting filed. This is going to be done right. We got one shot at this, everybody. And I'll tell you, it's going to save our country. It really is. And I hope that Brazil, I did a shout out, Jeff, to Brazil. I know I talked to Dennis too, and we had, I think he said 5,100,000+ votes were stole from the great president Bolsonaro. And I told them, I've reached out to Brazil. If they, if they, I bet over 200 citizens of Brazil email me saying, please help us, help us. And they have a window where they can do an audit, and their audit has to be machines because they don't even have paper. They outlawed paper. They outlawed paper, people. Who outlaws paper? You know, unbelievable. They outlawed it with, they had to use just the tablet. So when you have just a tablet, a machine, Jeff, boy, that takes just ding. I mean, you could have two sets of books without even, I don't even know. You being a cyber guy, if they get a hold of three or four of these machines over there in key places, if we direct them in the right direction and they open them up, will they be able to see the crime, or could it already have been manipulated and switched after the fact? Are they that?
We have to hope, Mike, that Smartmatic was as sloppy as Dominion and left traces in the data.
Well, you know, Smartmatic started lawfare in this country, and I'll tell you what, on February 4th of 2021. So, again, they're so intertwined, you got to hope that they are both the same and that they're both that leave traces and are that stupid. You know, I think they're just so brazen, and they just think, hey, we're taking the world. We're a steamroller coming through. We've already took Venezuela, all of South America except Brazil. And, they, you know, this is their last chunk. The lights go out there. Jeff, did you see what Brandon put up before, the pictures of the people in Brazil?
Yes.
Brandon, put that up one more time while we say goodbye here. This is what you're fighting for, everybody, in the United States. This is what's happened. This picture in Brazil right now, in the last 24 hours, millions of people are praying that they open up their machines and save their country. And did you find it, Brandon?
Yep, bringing it up right now. There it is. There it is.
Look at that. Look at that, Jeff.
Wow.
We pray for these people. We pray for the people of Brazil. I want everybody to pray for them. Pray that their military has the courage to do an audit there of those machines and save Brazil. They'll never get their country back ever unless they do it now. Get rid of these machines. Plus, they'll show an example to the whole world. If they open up their machines there and it shows what we know already happened, that could save millions of people, hundreds of millions, billions of people. Think maybe even Fox News would report that, Brandon. No, think about that. Our media here, people, are not reporting that, what's going on over there. How sad is it? What if it's your country? It's happening here in your country. Everybody, I need you to go out in this weekend, call everybody you know. Email everyone you know. Call people and even argue with people a little bit on the left and say, hey, you want to need to save our country? Go vote Republican. Write down the ticket. We have to overrun the algorithms in this November 8th. Brandon, we're going to be right here on the at the Real Talk. Jeff, you're going to be with me, everybody. We're going to be at the studios in at Brandon Studios in Tennessee, the Real Time Crime Desk. We're going to show crime in real time. We're going to show you. We'll put up odds. What are the odds they don't steal this one? What are the odds they don't steal this one? What are the odds they get caught? 100%, everybody. That's the odds. You want to bet on something that's for sure, we've caught them, and we're going to catch them. And I will tell you this, everybody. I'll put in, Brandon, you can do the thing for support. I'm out of breath.
All right. Folks, if you appreciate Mike and what he's doing, we need your support. Go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. Do all your Christmas shopping there. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, towel sales. There's all kinds of massive sales right now at MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77 to support Mike and what he is doing. Also at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs, started by Mike Lindell. Go there too, MyStore.com. Use that same promo code L77. This is what helps Mike do all that Mike is doing. So again, if you appreciate what he's doing, here's a great way to support him and get great products for you and your family at this holiday season time. All right, thanks for watching. I'll have a live report from a reporter in Brazil when Brandon House Live starts at 7:30 Central. Now, the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.